Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their
butt. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the
allowance?
I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You had to mow the lawn.
I had a big lawn, suburbs.
Big
dishwasher.
I had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script that they made you
intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast?
Do I have
to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Taylor's Inferno, Canto 17. Among the B-word sayers now we lie, my head friend hissed in ever-dropping voice. Let's scooch on by them quick. Wait, do I spy our 16th president among these boys? And here beside him, Hyrule's hero speaks of Zelda, sweet and fair, in words so choice. Let not these dudes so crude now make you weak, our teeny mascot urged as we pressed on. A darker circle yet we still do seek. The Doodler's anchor waits below, beyond. So through one final hole with dread we leapt, and thus we reached our journey's denouement. O'er mighty thrones a pair our eyes now swept, and on one sat a demon foul and fell. Behind my Tyson Rios mask I wept. O listener, do not ask me now to tell how faintness then and terror made me reel as I saw Jodie Foster, King of Hell. But Taylor, to a cop shall never kneel, nor does from death he flee nor danger fly. So if old Chody tries to test my steel, like Dante, I will make this devil cry.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast.
It's not.
It is not. It kind of is sometimes. It's a D&D podcast, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast, where we play four teens from our world who are sent on a quest to fix our world after their granddads fucked it up. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the anime-loving, nobody, only head, empty thoughts.
Yeah, we gotta fix that.
Yeah, we gotta fix that.
No, I refuse.
Ranger teen of the group. This week's teen fact for Taylor Swift. It was the first thing Taylor checked upon being beheaded after, you know, like the usual things, you know, which is like, oh my gosh, where's my head? Where's my body? What's going
it's a
on?
Class, the usual,
you know,
BuzzFeed's top 10 things people think when they're beheaded.
When they're being beheaded.
TikTok, when I got my head cut off. POV, you're Taylor, and you got your head chopped off.
TFW.
That feel when your head gets cut off. That's me doing the TikTok
the,
AI,
yeah,
voice.
The AI voice.
Please continue.
Yeah, thank you. The first thing he thought was, well, that's good. This won't affect my potential future voiceover career.
Oh. Mm. Dedicated.
He wants to be like his mom.
He had a vision of his mom dropping him off at like recording sessions in just a suitcase. You know what I mean? Just put me up to the mic, please. Tilt me down a little bit so I can read the lines. Thank you. It's just anime gasp. Taylor will become the go-to anime gasp. Like voiceover artist for all characters in animation.
Wow.
He'll be paid handsomely for it. He's going to be richer than everyone. He's going to die surrounded by
the two things
to
destroy
fans.
Voice acting are AI voices and Taylor.
Hey, everybody. My name's Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid, protective paladin of the group.
And my steed.
And your steed. Yeah, that should be the only fact that
I'm Lincoln Lee Wilson. Fly like the wind.
Remember, hey, Matt, you've seen War Horse, right?
Yeah, I love the idea that that's how Taylor sees this situation.
Sort of a Seabiscuit scenario. Sort of a reverse Seabiscuit.
Really quick fact, Lincoln makes his own Gatorade.
Really?
Yeah, because he wanted to
make with the pouch and water.
Nope. Just good. Almost as dumb. He realized it was like expensive to keep buying Gatorade. He thought it was really good, but his is way more expensive. He just takes Airborne. Which is, God trust it, because it's made by a teacher. You get Airborne. He puts in water and then, like, you know, electrolytes are sodium. So he just puts salt and Airborne in water and then puts some food coloring in it for whatever he wants the flavor to be. And it is absolutely hideous. But both of his dads drink it because they support him.
And so. That's what they baptized you in.
That's why it didn't count.
That's why he didn't count. That's why you went to
I
hell.
I was baptized straight to hell.
Also, you didn't die. You walked through a portal, I realized.
And
whatever.
Marco calls it Better Aid because it's better than Gatorade.
Better Aid.
I think Better Aid's one of our sponsors. Let me
Better Aid. Brought to you by Better Aid. Send Better Gatorade.
Brought to you by Airborne. It's a teacher. It's got to be scientifically accurate.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normally Oak Swallows Garcia. He's a perky, peppy, chippy, cheery school spirit mascot kid. I'm bringing that back.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
My fun fact about Normal this week, he's big. Into soups.
Ooh.
Loves soup a good soup. Okay. And here's why. Because Normal believes that soup never goes bad.
Oh, no.
He found a can of Campbell's soup and it was like expiration date 10 years from now. He's like, wow, soup never goes bad. So, you know, he'll make a big pot of soup, leave it on the stove for like a week just kind of just come back and sample it.
Does
you know?
Normal know about forever stews?
Forever stews? I mean, yes. So Normal, every stew is a forever stew.
No, but I mean, like, but the concept of this.
Yeah, the concept is that all soup is forever.
No, but the actual real life concept.
Which, yes,
is that
the
real
ready
concept?
To share the fun fact that you have.
Is that when you're married to someone named Stew?
Yeah. Yeah, then it's forever until yeah. death do you part.
There's no way we're getting out of Freddy telling
yeah.
us.
Let's just keep it over it. When the train's coming at you in the tracks, you lean into the crash, yeah. you fucking idiot.
I'm already bored of this fact.
Fine. Google it,
I
want to
know that forever, Stu. Tell
Go
me.
Go fucking no, Google
Freddy,
it, you
I
big
really
dick.
Want to know. I really
no, let's
want
all
know.
Google it. We all promise to Google this.
Scout's honor.
Sounds really exciting. I want to make sure my full attention is on this fact when I finally dive into it.
Okay, Matt, you shut the fuck up, okay? Because one of the things that I love more than anything in my life is to eat food while Googling the food I'm eating so I can learn and nourish my mouth and my body at the same time as my mind. You little fuck.
A okay. perpetual stew, also known as Forever Soup,
Jimmy!
Hunter's Pot, or Hunter's Stew. That's it. It's not actually called Forever Stew. It's Perpetual Stew.
Go
bye-bye.
Fucking eat a dick, Jimmy. Jimmy's with us, everyone.
Let's let the woman talk.
What? There's a woman here?
Oh, no, no.
Get her. Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo, a goth punk seeker of darkness betrayer teen nice. Who is not
hell,
like the other warlocks already there, bucko. Fun fact about Scary this week. I'm going to keep it simple this week.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Scary's favorite sound is the sound of silence, followed by a slight chuckle, followed by, oh, okay. Which is the sound of when you've hurt someone's feelings with a joke really bad.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yep.
I usually hate Tina Dad facts, but that made the whole thing worth it.
Wow, I just told us he hates half the podcast.
I do. I told you this before. I sit here quietly waiting for the show to start while you guys do your prep that could have been on the drive over. I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad. The dad fact for me this week is that if you like quirky, funny D&D podcasts, one to know about that's made by some friends of ours. If you ever watched the web series Anime Crimes Division, I don't know why you would, but most of us
hey,
on the podcast.
Fuck you, Anthony. That rules. Fucking series rules.
Rule shit.
I like it, too.
Being
I'm just
artistic.
Saying most people. There's a reason we didn't get a third season, and it's not because too many people watched it.
That's fair.
But if you have seen that series that we did for Crunchyroll, Riley Rose Critchlow, who played Diesel, the cop on the show, they and some friends of theirs do a podcast called The Real Housewives of D&D, which is basically the Real Housewives of Blank City get pulled into a portal and then have to survive in the D&D world while also being very dramatic and snippy at each other.
Also got Nicole Whalen, which again, if you're a VJHS fan,
yeah,
which, why wouldn't you be?
Yeah,
everybody saw that show. Both her and Nicole were both from Video Game High School. Big characters from Video Game High School.
So many lines.
It's really, really good. I listened to the first episode. It's hilarious. There's multi-level marketing schemes. There's mysterious ancestors.
Yeah.
There's classic isekai heat. It's great.
It's great. So it's got two people from Video Game High School.
It's got
I love
a bunch
Game
of
High
people
school.
From Video Game High School and Anime Crimes Division and it, so you know it's gotta be good.
So yeah, that's it. When we last left the group, you had descended to the deepest, or what you thought was the deepest level of hell, after getting through the eight deadly sins, and you ran into Jodie Foster, King of Hell, sitting on a throne, who immediately somehow recognized Taylor behind a mask and did not recognize his son, Hermie. So as you may have heard, we have Jimmy here.
Since he recognized his son, because also his son, now the mask is the least of it. Like, he's also ahead on me. Like,
yeah.
So. Yeah, he got a natural 20 on his perception check. What do you want?
I can sniff out vibes, and I could tell what was happening.
He sniffed out his grandson vibes. Okay, so yeah, Jimmy's here. Jimmy and I have talked about what Jodie is up to and the things that he cares about over literally dozens of words in email. So I guess just go, just start talking.
This is the kind of laissez-faire DM attitude that you come to this fucking
podcast. Like,
usually
I would be this NPC explaining things, but like Jimmy's here now, so like good
Anthony's
luck, fuckers.
So relieved. It's like, you running out, Jimmy.
At a certain point, I assume Anthony will go, actually, and then you'll actually
Yeah, at some point, a fucking NPC is going to fly in and be like, I also have information that's maybe more pressure. So go ahead and wait, gird your loins for that to happen.
A little bat is going to fly in.
Anthony, help me set the scene here, you know? How cool do I look on my throne?
You look extremely cool, but also kind of sad, which makes you look cooler. You look like a Frank Miller Batman of like, oh God, what's he thinking? He's brooding.
Yeah,
man. And you're like
Shin
thick.
For days.
Yeah, you're just a large slab of meat that just fucking has feelings.
What's he wearing? He still has a cop outfit.
It's up to you, Jody.
This is a cop on the throne of hell.
I wonder what you think about cops. Anyway, you love teachers. You love authority, you know?
Yeah, if there's one thing that I know about teachers, that they're just like cops.
Hey, they're just eggheads. They're just,
you belong in hell,
they're just
Jimmy.
Cops that teach you things.
Yeah, they're teachers with guns.
Which is ideal. That's the America I want to see.
American. All things trend towards teachers with guns. Come on.
So what do you look like? What's Jody look like? What's he dressed like?
Jody's sitting on his throne. He does look a little glum. And he's not particularly enthused to see three buckos and one bitch stroll up to
Whoa,
him.
Whoa, that's why he's here.
That's why I'm here. He's here.
Yeah, Whoa. Yeah, yeah. I've decided bucko is the male version of bitch.
I'll allow it.
Shit, that's good
news for you. It's not.
It doesn't have the same impact, but I look at
Buckaroo, upon, on the other hand.
That's the male C word.
I look around. Hermie is in the group, right? We just never talk about him on the show.
Yeah, he just sometimes doesn't talk until about halfway through the episode.
Somebody has to kiss him for him to show up again.
Well, Anthony's getting the Joker standee and putting it on
he
the
just
table.
Well, to
him.
Remind himself that Hermie the Unworthy exists.
Yep.
Very nice. So I'm looking at the group of kids, including good old Taylor as a head on Noma's shoulder.
We have Army
shoulder.
Of Two masks on.
You have Army of Two masks on.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
can smell him.
And I simply go, oh, what the hell do you all want? Why are you, how did you even get here? Did you all die? No, you don't smell like dead. Oh, magic? Can anyone explain to me what's going on here?
You went through a hole.
Yeah, you can explain to us.
Look, kids, if it's not too disparaging to call you that. There are two ways primarily to get to hell, magic and dying. You all chose magic, which is a bit of a bummer because, like it or not, this is your last time you will be seeing hell.
So when that's we die, good. We're what guaranteed to going to heaven?
If we die, we're automatically going to heaven?
It's pretty cool.
Well,
that's awful.
I'm not incommunicado with whatever is up there, if it even exists, by the way. But you will not be coming back here because your passage to hell, it's like a punch card. And y'all punched it a little early by going through whatever magical hole you did. So welcome to hell, and hope you have a good time.
I am not going to heaven.
Yeah, we don't want to come back, so.
I got to admit that's it. Hi, by the way, I'm Normal Oak. Nice to meet you, sir.
Who are you?
We kind of met a while. No, we didn't meet. I think we heard someone give a phone call to you when we were our dad's. Back on a misadventure some weeks back now. So could you, like, who are you? Like, just, you know, you seem to know a lot about us. We don't know a lot about you. I like to know who I'm dealing with.
Cool well, for Umbro.
Some of you have met my son, my now armless son, thanks to some shenaniganry over here. And that son of mine is the father of the head on your shoulder. Young. Oh,
so you're Taylor's granddad?
Yep, that's me. Whoa. And I'm really not in the mood to entertain more kids who just
didn't
made
come
their
here
way
to be entertained, dude. So
wait. More kids.
You're my father, are you not? Are you based on the flashbacks that I experienced in the previous episode?
Yes, I saw those too. I too listened to the podcast. yes, Hermie the Unworthy, you are the son of mine and someone that stole you and ran away with you. And haven't seen you in a while. You look...
You are the son of mine.
Yes. Do you have...
This is finally what it's like to have a dad.
Look, all right.
Throwing the in front of things. Name me a more dad-like thing to do.
Fatherhood. What are you doing down here? Like, are you...
I'm the king of hell, dude. Look at
what?
Me.
You're
I'm
the devil?
What do your duties entail?
I'm not the devil. I control the 7, now 8 circles of hell, rings of hell, whoever you want to describe it.
How's it going?
Well, pretty poorly. I have to explain all of this to all of you all the time. It feels... Mildly annoying.
So there were kids before us?
Well, there was one kid, and that he's right there, Hermie.
Hey, it's me.
Okay.
It's him, yes. He's many kids because he can put on many personalities because his father was a very special someone to me that ran away with him and scammed me out of a son. And I've been scammed out of a lot of things recently, and I'm just trying to chill.
Sir, I have a question,
keep
sir.
A chill place. Yes.
I have a question there, as well. You go first.
In order.
I just want to know this movie's true. Are there any dogs here?
Do dogs go to hell? Is that your question? Yes, we have. They're called hellhounds. Perhaps
it.
You have heard of.
I knew that movie wasn't true. Not all dogs go to heaven.
Especially the bad dogs.
Yeah, there's bad dogs. Everybody says there's only bad owners, but I'm like, I've met a few dogs that I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, right. I know this is not important. You had a real question, Normal.
Yeah,
well, I have to. So you're Hermie's dad, right?
Yes.
And Hermie, how do you feel about that?
I'm sort of wondering, you said my other dad disappeared, and I was wondering where he might, if I might meet him as well, meet both of my parents and find out why I was abandoned on Earth would be delightful for me personally.
Well, he is in another realm. There's many realms, as you all, I believe, now have discovered, and we had you together.
Aren't you going to hug him?
Yeah, I'm back now. Father, Daddy.
Would you like
give him
uppies?
Hermes starts walking towards you with his arms outstretched.
I can smell him from here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I pinch my nose. I'm like, all right, bring it in. Bring it in, bucko. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Bring it in, kiddo.
You called me the B word.
He stops midway through and steps back as if in shock that you called him the B word.
There's no one to trust in this world.
You know, I feel the same, Hermes. Okay. I had a good thing going, and then the magic reversed on me. I became a demon king of sorts. I found out my real true identity. My son decided to be a real bad dad to Taylor over here, get both of his arms lopped off, and now I don't even have my wife around, and hell is just not a cool place anymore. I'm trying to make it more chill by the day.
I mean, hell so far just seems to be like adults complaining about their problems, and yeah, this is worse than I thought it'd be. I don't care, dude.
Normally, your anchor detector tells you that the anchor is somehow deeper below this level of hell, which doesn't make sense, because this is the deepest level of hell.
Wait a second. I'm feeling... How much do you know, like, about the whole why we're here?
I have a general inclination.
All right,
I've been trying to keep track of my son and all the things he's been doing. And failing is what he's been doing recently, not really listening to dad.
I'm right here.
No, not you, Hermie. No, I'm talking about the other one.
Oh, okay.
Where is the other one, by the way?
That's fair.
So I know you guys are trying to...
What do you know about me?
Actually, not that much at all. I try to keep up with my son, Nicholas, and he doesn't seem to keep very much in touch with you.
What?
I mean, you've only talked to him, like, what, 3 times?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my
exact... Not counting the times I don't remember.
Right, so 3 times, then.
Plus the times I don't remember.
Right. Anyway, Nicholas could have done a better job raising you. That's all I'm saying. I'm here.
Hey, hold on. Can you record that?
Just listen to the podcast later.
This is too meta for me.
All right. You and all you kids are here to try and get rid of the bad thing that happened above.
We're on a quest to find anchors in each of the 5 realms. We need to destroy the one that's here. That's why we're here. And I'm getting a vibe that there's like more hell under this hell, which I can't even process right now. But like, could you, you know,
he's not
do you
the
know
anchor?
Anything about
there
I
are
the anchors? It's weird. Oh, I get the feeling that there's something below us.
Yes, there are many.
Is there a basement?
Yeah, Joey, just tell us what's up then. We literally do not care about you then. You're not the anchor. So what's...
Man.
Is there more stuff below this?
Oh, you all remind me so much of your grandparents.
Cool.
Just endless. So yeah, there are deeper recesses of hell, yes. The one that you're in right now, if you look around, it's pretty chill. You'll see some Christmas lights over there. We got a nice little DJ booth over there for music.
Did you decorate it?
No, I didn't decorate it. That other fucker, Glenn, did a whole number on this place. But
okay,
you know what?
I don't care about this backstory.
We want to know where the anchor is.
How do we get to the... Not to be rude, sir. Not to be rude. You have a very nice hell.
A bat flies in and goes, just let me know if you want me to talk at any point.
Oh, look, my messenger bat. Hey,
What's his name? Bartok.
Bartok.
That's... Wait. Anastasius alive?
No, it's not Bartok. Okay. Let me look up a name.
No. Jimmy has to give us a name.
Oh,
Taylor asked Jody what the name of the hell demon.
That's his bat.
That's his bat.
It's Bartholomew, my friend Bat.
Okay, that's fun.
Okay, yeah, there
Bartholomew.
It is.
Okay, well, so can we look? We really don't like. We're trying to get from A to B here, sir. We're trying to get down to figure out what this anchor is.
Should we tell them about Mega Hell?
What? We haven't called it Mega Hell in years. It is more mega than this place. Yes, there are deeper recesses of hell, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay,
I believe
What word are we gonna have to say to go there?
Oh,
you just have to say the B word again.
Yeah, you just have to really mean it, though. You had extra enunciation.
I don't want to say it again. Is it like a door we can go through? You're the king of this place. Can't you help us?
Yeah, we could open a door, I suppose.
Well, yes. We've sealed one away because once you open it, things up here get a little spicier and worse. And I've been trying to make this place a cool place for a while now so that my wife will return. But it doesn't matter. If you really want to go down there, Bartholomew, is there any protection that we should do? Should we help them?
Well, I suppose you could join them if you wished to, considering, you know, who's down there. But it sounds like maybe the person that you want to find is the same as the one that they want to find, perhaps. Maybe, perhaps.
Guys, well,
when I'm talking specifics, it'd be really helpful.
Yes, sorry. Glenn and Morgan, the two people that we've mentioned multiple times, it sounds like if you're looking for an anchor, it is very much likely that Glenn has it or that Morgan has it. And as Glenn currently also has absconded with Morgan because Morgan liked Glenn more than Jody,
Don't gasp. You didn't care about this story 2 seconds ago. You gave no shits about what I was saying, boy.
If I have a sin beyond saying the B word, it's that I love Goss. So I just can't, like, you mentioned this Glenn guy and then you mentioned your wife. And, like, it's natural for me to gasp at that. I'm sorry, though, because, like, that does sound
This Glenn guy took your wife?
This Glenn guy didn't take my wife. In many ways, it was his wife, but it's still also my wife. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
I shouldn't have said
like,
take either.
So wow.
Bartholomew was like,
that's
wow.
That's why I'm in hell.
Wow. That, yeah, we're in hell. You can kind of, it's over time.
You can kind of what?
It's kind of a Joe Rogan kind of vibe in hell. You can kind of get away with whatever
you want.
Your
mind disintegrates.
You're already here. Where else could you go? That's why I have mega hell. To keep people in line in hell, right?
Morals kind of slowly disappear. Back when I was a human, I had a decent number of them, and then they also eroded when I got down here. Anyway, Glenn is in hell. He was improving it, but he was also trying to get rid of some things that were bugging me as a result of also being Glenn and doing these things. My ex-wife decided to go with him.
Glenn was hunting the 666 hate demons of hell.
Yes, that live in the lower recesses in mega hell.
Yeah, it was a very anime kind of quest.
He was a demon slayer?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was, exactly.
He and his wife worked together and slew 665 of the demons, but one remained, and we have not seen Glenn or Morgan for some time, so it is entirely possible that they are still grappling with the final demon of hell.
I was just like salivating on my shoulder.
hey, like, wipe my
dude.
Mouth.
There are prophecies that say that a chosen one
mouth.
Will come and help.
Oh my God!
Chosen one.
That's all I mean. We don't
somebody
use
they
words.
Wouldn't expect.
It's gotta be someone that they don't expect.
Yeah. It's gotta be somebody who's really
someone who's
earned
really
the respect.
Earned the right to, and all the knowledge of all the animals.
Somebody with
together.
More knowledge than
someone
anybody
with,
else.
Who knows what to do.
Somebody who knows what to do to step
somebody
up.
Somebody who can step up and be the chosen
and
one.
And be the chosen
guys,
one.
I think I might be the chosen one who has to slay the demon. The demon's probably related to the doodler, right?
You know what? And Jody sort of takes a seat back and starts looking at all of you all with very obvious, I could use these kids' eyes. I have a great idea.
Hey, that guy just wants to use us.
Dang it.
No. You can roll perception or insight to see if you notice perception. That. Also, Scary can roll that, I think, with insight, but I don't know if she knows that's what Willy looks like when Willy looks at her, so.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wait, you're saying that, what?
What?
16.
Anthony, what?
All right, so with the 16, you know something is awry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust any adult.
Or something is awry the first time I tried to pronounce that word.
Guys, I think something's awry with this guy. Am I saying that right?
No, it's awry.
Awry what? Like awry bread?
Yeah, like
Like
bread,
everything's going to be
like...
all right. Come on.
Okay. Well done.
Well done.
Well, what do you want? What do you?
Send
what can
us
we
deeper
help
hell,
you
bro.
With?
Well, it seems like one of you is the chosen one yet to be determined. Yeah. Yet to be determined, and a great way to figure that out is to maybe go to Mega Hell with me, Bartholomew, my wise expository device.
That's me.
And maybe figure out where this anchor is that you are looking for.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
We want
the guy
to do
in charge.
This.
Wait.
And hold on, I'm not done yet. There's other parts to this deal. I would love for you all to have me accompany you. And you all can learn about how cool I am, how much work I put into Upper Hell and making it nice.
Okay.
And should we encounter my lovely ex-wife, as well as that little shit Glenn, we can help them out.
Look, I gotta warn you, sir, the last time we tried to help someone reconnect with their ex-wife and I shoot eye daggers at Scary, somebody murdered him.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey. Mr. Yeah. Jowdy.
Yes, yes.
We need to be armed. We need to have weapons. Can you lend us your stock?
God,
your...
dude, you salivate so much when you talk. Do you have like a broomstick or something? I need to get him off my head.
Bartholomew, fetch them a tissue of hell. A hell tissue.
A hell
here
tissue.
Comes a hell tissue, and he just brings you a tissue that's on fire.
Okay. This like isn't going to work.
Is there like a stick around here?
I'll bring you a hell stick, and he brings you a stick that's on fire. Cool. Right. Perpetually. So it's not going to burn up the stick.
Yo,
we'll burn you, though.
I'm going to stick your head on this. Is that cool?
Wait, no, it's hot. It's hot.
All right, listen up, buddy. I know you want weapons.
And then with a really wet slicking sound. Wait, are you putting me on this?
Yeah, I'm just putting it on the top of a stick.
Ew, are you like putting it into his neck hole?
Yeah.
How big is the stick? The stick's bigger than
it's
him.
It's like a broomstick.
It's a broomstick. Okay.
And then who's going to carry it? You're just going to
it's better than him being
it's
on
a
my shoulder.
Gandalf, what a cool walking stick.
It's going to hurt your hand because it's on fire.
Oh.
Can we it's have also going to hurt Taylor's head because it's on fire.
It's not on fire.
Can we have one that's not on fire? Why is this difficult? Is there a stick in hell?
We're in hell.
All right, a sword. Okay, you have a sword. Christmas, I'll make up your mind.
All right, I'll go to the top layer and get a peppermint stick.
You want me on a sword?
What about peppermint stick?
I'll get a peppermint stick. I'll be right back. And he flies up to the top layer of hell where everybody's singing Jingle Bells, and he gets a peppermint stick and he snaps it and he brings it down.
It's like one of those big candy cane things.
It's a big old candy cane stick.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can smell the mint coming down from the top layer of hell, and he hands it to you.
Okay, then the way his head is on it is no longer on the top of the stick. It's like the candy cane curve is like perfectly curved over your head, and I'm tying you up. So it's like your head is like,
or you could just
your head
the,
is like framed like on the candy cane.
You could lick the undercurve of the candy cane and stick his head up.
Yes.
Oh God.
Wait, lick the bottom of it. Then it's like a cool spear.
That's a good idea, Normal. So while he's on the curve part, I'm also licking the bottom of it a lot so that it gets sharp. I'm like, this is
that's an
spear.
Interesting visual system.
Interesting visual.
I've got a question.
Yes, the most evil one here. What's up?
Oh, thank you.
I can smell it.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why can you smell things so good?
Well, you lose a lot of other senses slowly in hell, and you can decide which ones become more honed as a result. I'm currently about half blind, but you smell pretty evil. That's all I can tell.
Yeah, I do.
Would you like me to conjure a portal to Mega Hell?
Yes, and I'm sorry, young Taylor, we will not be able to give you a weapon, but it looks like you have a weapon now. You can just swing Taylor and his thing around. Yeah. That'll do.
Nice.
Look, wait, question, Matt. Is my pork pie hat above?
Your pork pie hat got thrown
gone.
Away.
It's gone, dude.
Scary
threw
away.
It's gone, man.
It's gone.
Learn to let go, man.
You got like a hairband, but it's a candy cane.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
But
it's,
anyway,
like, it's like your headphones, but it's a candy cane.
Yeah, I know.
Can we please just reiterate the terms of how I'm going to help you? Because you are all a little under-equipped, except for the kind of evil one. She seems pretty strong compared to the rest of you. But maybe you're going to need my help.
Kind of evil, chosen one. It's all the same, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the chosen one, but okay.
We're going to get down there. We're going to find this anchor thing. I'm going to help you take it out. And you're going to frame me as the hero and the one for Morgan to return to after all is said and done, because clearly they're having problems.
You know what I bet would be really impressive to this Morgan person would be if you reconnected emotionally with your son.
Or just selflessly.
And I give Hermie like a big thumbs up, like, right? Like, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still in the conversation.
Yeah, so maybe like while we're doing that, that seems like a sort of like an intergenerational history of not being around. You could kind of, re-up that. I mean, is this Glenn guy have a good relationship with his son?
Yeah, it feels like you should just selflessly help 4 kids. That'd be more impressive than killing one demon when this Glenn guy's already killed 665. Don't think you're like really thinking this through.
This Glenn guy has something to prove, so he's off doing
it.
He
did it. He killed 665 demons.
But not the last one. Not the last one. Mm-hmm. The hardest one. The ultimate boss with many different boss modes.
Yes, the 12-in-1.
Exactly.
Well,
it's still one. It's still one, but that's his name, the 12-in-1.
It does sound like a lot, though.
Listen up, kiddos. You don't get to hell by being selfless, okay? You don't become the king of hell by being super-duper selfless.
Yeah,
you do
that's
the other
true.
One.
So all you sanctimonious little buckos can just take
scary
that.
Scary, when you use that word, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, also, like, none
I'm
of us.
Sorry, it hurts
it is
your
helping
feelings?
Bartholomew, Bethalmew conjure so
this,
up the portal.
This
portal,
is the second time that a scary
oh,
said
no,
bucko,
what
so
am I gonna
whoop,
do?
She disappears into the ground.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
She just falls midway through that speech down to mega hell, and you do not see her anymore.
Uh-oh. It's just as I thought. Men's feelings are more important than women's feelings.
You're allowed to say bucko, bucko, and go?
Bartholomew. He says it doesn't count when you're a man.
Oh.
Like women can say bitch. Wow! And he's
well, looks like it's a race to be the chosen one. Who's going to get there first? Oh, no!
So, what, do you guys just say bitch twice?
Bitch? No! You fuck down too.
And in the moment.
But you're sad. You just said it.
You just get
shot on
the ground.
Your head's like stuck to the floor.
Yeah.
Ow, son of a bitch!
Say it!
You go
I dive into the hole behind the two of them.
It blocks you like an invisible ball in a video
I
game.
I don't want to say it
and
again.
And it says warning, has not said B word.
All right. How about this?
You and I walk, and we'll walk with Hermie. I'm a skilled... licensed, I printed out my own license to be a group counselor. So if you and Hermie want to reconnect, we can take the long way down.
So you walk all the way, Will, and then you get to a checkpoint and they ask for your
and
passport.
Goes, you think
and they open
one
it
time?
Up and they say, it seems like you only said bitch once, sir.
Yeah, they check your papers. They have you take out your papers and they look and the bitch thing is only stamped once. You got to say the B word to get in, right? I'm glad you took the scenic route, but like the health guard at the toll booth is like, we got to say B word again.
I look at Normal and go, hey, Normal. I know you want to say the word. It hurts someone's feelings or whatever. How about this? There's another way to get the B thing checked off.
Okay.
It's a little counterintuitive.
Can't you just tell them you're their boss, aren't you?
Oh, the guy at the gate.
Yeah.
No, No, that's not how it works.
He's the boss of Maine Hell. We're in Mega Hell, so it's different kind of jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's like you can't go to the U.S. border, right, from another country and be like, but my laws apply.
You could say the name of a super badass bitch that is using the positive connotation of the word. That names, you know, someone that you think is...
Oh, okay, my
mom. Has to be another B word, though. It's sort of like a loophole thing.
Oh, so if I say my mom's a badass bitch, I get in.
No, we changed the rules on that.
No, that's
the old
that's
laws.
That's not it.
Sorry, you didn't get the updated.
I'm asking you to improvise here, Normal, to find in your... Look through the history books. Did you ever read about someone in the history books that was a bad bitch alert that started with the letter B?
No, they don't. Anyone? When did you go to history class? They don't say that. They don't say that in history books. They don't say like that word about that. I'm trying to be a better person, okay?
AP history. Who's the baddest bitch? AP history.
You know, 500 word essay. I think Margaret Thatcher.
Webster's Dictionary defines baddest bitch.
I'm just trying to give you a loophole, boy.
You think I can't say that word? You bitch, I will. Okay, and I roll deception to see if he bluffed. My bluff of saying you betcha works.
Roll deception.
Dude. Everyone's just staring at you like, what did you just say?
So many people behind you be like, you should know.
Just say bitch.
No. Nobody's going to order before you get up to the front.
It's 1,000 other people behind you. Like, why would he say bitch? In the office.
And people just disappearing behind you precariously.
I got a 12.
The guard goes, I know you said betcha. Well, that doesn't count. You have to say it with spite. It has to be about a woman. Or you don't make the rules.
Or bad bitch alert, an actual bad bitch. Trying, it's a loophole.
He already said that won't work, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, we changed the rule. And you get pulled down as well. And then it's just Hermie and you. He goes, we could just talk. We don't have to go down with them. You and I, we don't have to say the B word. We could just sort of decompress and you could tell me what it's like to be a dad. And I could be your son. We could experience that together. You and me, just you and me, with no B words.
So, how's it being lonely, I guess?
You're a real bitch. You get sucked down.
Got him!
All right, bye, Jimmy!
Thanks for coming, Jimmy!
All right, let me in. I'm me.
They can't argue with that, and they let you in.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page, let me tell you.
Dude, okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, let's find.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Etsy can't give.
You sound like a 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasures. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hymns.
Mm. Oh, is that the one you use?
Hymns is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So you all fall through darkness, darkness that is all enveloping and all encompassing.
Oh, and sounds like daylight.
You see.
Shut up, Gary.
In my ordinary life.
Shut up.
You zoom past the corpses of 665 demons of such size, grandeur, and horrificness that to maintain a stare on them for any amount of time causes you a great deal of discomfort. But you can see a pinprick of light in the far distance that gets bigger and bigger as you approach it faster and faster.
Like the opening of Space Mountain.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
If there was covered in corpses.
Yeah. You see the opening of Space Mountain in front of you, basically.
That's
you
why
zoom
they close
through
Space
it.
Mountain.
That's why they close
Space
Mountain.
Oh, my God.
clean those corpses out.
The pinprick of light resolves itself into a large green field. And sitting on that green field are three small structures. In front of those two, a very defeated-looking guitarist and his equally defeated-looking female companion. And you all impact against the ground hard, not hard enough to kill you or hard enough to really do any HP damage, but you on the ground. And you, for the first time in real life, you recognize him from the memory. You were looking at Glenn Close.
I do a cool 3-point landing.
Yeah,
roll
yeah, I mean,
for that.
Roll.
Yeah, roll. Go ahead and roll.
Someone else roll for me. I'll have my outbomb. Right.
Oh, okay. One.
Dang, one.
Sorry, he got a 19.
Yeah.
So immediately
yeah.
Morgan turns her head and is like, whoa.
Hey.
No, hey. Ugh.
So, I brought some kids with me.
Why?
to hell.
We're in mega hell.
Yeah, they have something I got to do here. They're pretty powerful. We could use the help.
Yeah, we belong
you could use
here.
The help.
You could feel very strongly that the anchor is on Glenn's person.
Glenn doesn't even turn around. Okay, I want you to all imagine the cover of the movie Versus. Matt knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Literally,
with a gun over his shoulder.
He's got
literally,
a gun in
literally
one
my
hand.
Mona Lisa. Yes. Yes. The most perfect image ever made.
A guy in a cool trench coat with a samurai sword and a gun. And he turns one hit, like, to turn over and look at
he turns in profile?
In profile, he goes, heh, looks like more meat for the meat grinder.
Cool, this guy's really cool.
Fuck. Normal sizing up that the anchor is in Glenn looks to his compatriots and says, that's him, that's the guy, that's the guy who's got the anchor in him. Joke's on you, Scare, you can't fucking kill him this time because he's already dead.
I mean,
so what are you going to do? You're just going to say a bunch of mean stuff to him?
Is
probably.
He?
Maybe if he deserves it.
I mean, if he does deserve it, then I feel like we should, you know, if he does deserve it, well, we should still try to take the high road.
Yeah, hey, nice. Glenn, right? Mr. Close?
Been ages since someone's called me by that name.
All right, well.
What a gift I've given to Frederick.
Do we know what, like, his deal? The other guy was lonely, right? Like, what's
your deal?
Yeah, what's your deal?
Me and my lady here.
Ugh.
Sup?
Sup?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
You two have been with each other this whole time,
you
right?
You keep moving a little bit closer.
stop.
She opens her mouth and closes it once she realizes you're all looking at her. She's like, later.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking for the final hell demon.
12-in-1.
The 12-in-1. There's 12-in-1.
We fought him a bunch of times, but we can't seem to beat him.
Can't seem to beat him. Maybe I whisper over to Morb, like, maybe we could use this meat as a distraction.
Distraction, yeah, I guess it could work.
Yeah, and then I'll go around back and I'll deliver the killing blow.
Yeah, I mean, they could also help us for just fairsies. Like, we all work together.
Yes, by using them as bait for the final demon.
You both know we're can hear you, right?
Oh, shut up, kid.
Do you know where this is?
It's been so long since we were with other people.
Do you know where the last demon is? It's like you're going to tell us to go around back.
I mean, I know how to summon him. It's those three structures over there.
Yeah, we're at a checkpoint right here.
And Morgan points at three circles of cobblestone, equidistant from each other and the other side of the field from you.
I'm going to try to do like a vibe check on Glenn.
Okay.
To see if I can suss out what his
roll insight for vibe check
emotional.
At what level is Glenn? Has he leveled up since the end?
Yo, he's 20.
Does Morgan have a level 2?
Yeah, also level 20.
Wow. What am I like?
And you're also level 20. You're the king of hell.
I could be like level 22 or something though, right? That's just like slightly.
That's
higher.
The max is 20.
Yeah, but not in hell. You know.
They changed the rules along with the bad bitch thing.
I got a 19.
Could have used your vibe check to see where exactly the anchor was, but no, you had to check in on his feelings.
I know exactly where the anchor is. It's right there.
I would say, Glenn.
Excuse me, Glenn, I'm talking. Okay. Excuse me, Scary. So what is the problem?
Why don't we figure out how to get it away from him?
Okay, well, this is what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
If you want to join us in doing that.
Sure. I've been with you the whole time.
I mean, that's objectively not true, but as long as you're here now, there's always a spot open for you.
Good to know.
Okay.
Wow, you kids are so trustworthy.
Mm. Yeah, they really are.
We don't trust any of them. We don't trust you and we don't trust her. In fact, it's the opposite. I literally don't trust anybody here, except for maybe Normal, but like...
And me.
Well, what do you mean, maybe?
I mean, I trust your intent. I just think at the end of the day, we're all going to fail miserably.
Yeah,
so.
Hey, what about me, bud?
I mean, you're my right-hand man, buddy.
Hey.
And I kind of tap my candy cane.
Normal just balls his fist, just like jealous rage.
You're just my weapon at this point.
I'll take it. So the vibe you get from Glenn is that Glenn's a little bit tired from, you know, responding and trying to kill this demon, but he's also more stoked than he's ever been in his entire life. He's fucking living his life entirely, slaying demons with his babe by his side. He stole from that asshole Jody back. Everything is right in the world, and Glenn is like moral. You know what he is? What do you think Usain Bolt feels like after he wins the 100-meter dash? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, tired, but on top of the world, a king, a god.
And Morgan's emotional state is like, I wish my husband would stop saying that he got me.
Do I remember what the emotional states of the anchors are that we're looking for?
So you detect that he has the anchor on him. It is not him himself. Mm-hmm. And that the color coming from it is blue. And that represents the feeling of love.
Whoa. Interesting. It's not in him like it was with Tony. Mm-hmm. It's on him. He's got somewhere.
Well, why don't we just ask him for it?
That's a great... Can we have...
Hey!
Do you have like a thing? I feel like it's something on your person, and I'm wondering if we can have it.
Can you strip and take everything and put it in this trash can, and we'll just burn it? Just everything, right? Just burn everything?
We just need to find this one thing.
I heard the word strip. You don't got to say it twice. And Glenn fucking rips off his fucking leather jacket.
Oh,
he's
God.
Covered in abs and scars.
You're covered in abs? It's horrific looking.
It's abs and scars.
Some genie's like, he asked me. You should be more careful about your wish.
Free genie somewhere.
Yeah, Morgan's like, the 450th demon we attacked was a genie who gave him a twisted wish to get abs everywhere.
Oh, I want to be covered in abs. The genie said, are you sure? He was like, that's too dumb for me to even like, I'm giving you a second chance to reword this. And I was like, no.
And he said
covered.
No, and he just did it anyway.
Do I see any object?
Yeah. Okay. You see a guitar pick fly out of his coat as he rips it off. And okay, that guitar pick is the anchor.
No, I want to be clear. I think the guitar pick would be in my guitar pick pocket.
Okay. You have a pocket just for guitar picks?
Every pair of jeans has a pocket just for guitar picks. My guitar player boys know and girls know. There's that little pocket on the...
It's your butthole. That's where guitar players put it.
That's why guitars, they always say, time to get stinky when they, they start playing.
Oh, my God.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, I heard once, played a show in that Austin City Limits, and he was like, it's time to stink up the place. And he pulled a pick. No. It's a little pocket on the jeans on the right side, the secondary.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay. So, yeah, it's there then. You didn't rip off your pants in front of children, I'm assuming,
no,
it's still
there. No, I'm here to flex all my abs.
Well, you can either way. You see the outline of a pick in his next to his pendulous big dong.
Thank you.
He also wished for.
No. Let's not get the canon wrong. Okay. Glenn did not wish for a pendulous big dong. What did he wish for? Find out next time, listeners.
What? He wished for a reduction in the size of his dong. Yeah, and it was still this big.
He was the first man. He was the first man to ever get penis reduction.
I can't think of anything people would care about less to wait for next week than like what Glenn wished for regarding his penis.
So Jody,
okay,
understanding the power that the pick holds to Glenn personally, is going to lean over to Scary and go, "Hey, it's that thing in his pocket.
I want to hold my candy cane so that Taylor
so I can hear as well.
On whatever he is when he's whispering.
I flap a big demon wing in front, so it's just me talking to Scary.
Well, I'm really suspicious.
Roll opposed stealth for Jimmy and then perception for Matt and Freddy.
I got 12 on
closer,
myself.
But I'm closer. I'm closer.
Okay, so Freddy then. You'll get a plus one.
Okay, and then here's the thing, though, also. Wings don't stop sound waves, idiot.
I won't give him advantage, then.
Okay, hold on.
I rolled 12 for stealth.
All right.
9.
Jimmy got an 18 on his stealth roll, so you unfortunately cannot hear what he is about to say.
Yeah, these are special.
Don't worry, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, cool.
This pick, it kind of represents a lot of his manhood. It's how he plays his instrument, his power. So if we can get rid of it, he's going to be way less cool. Morgan's going to see that, and then she'll come back to me, and I feel like you're the only one with the guts to do it. So, you got to get it out of his pocket.
Okay. Let's
try it.
Okay, guys, so I've got a plan. We need to get the pick out of the pocket. Basically, it's not a big deal. He's got a bunch of other picks at home. It's just like we need to get this specific one because it's the anchor, you know?
Oh.
Okay, sir, can we have your guitar pick?
Yeah, I see you coveting my treasures. No.
Just the one. Just
no. His eyes are up there, Morgan says.
The guitar pick.
Thanks.
In that case, will you play us a tune?
Oh, yeah. We'll be here.
You get stinky?
let me get stinky for all y'all real quick.
Scary, what's a really long song? So we have as many opportunities as we need to steal the pick out of his hands.
How about March of the Black Queen? Play all of it.
Well, I feel like I'm not going to be persuaded by this child to play a song.
Okay, well, I guess if you can.
Well,
I start launching into my 18-minute solo that I play over Jingle Bells.
Okay, so you just play your favorite song.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, fine.
Check it out. Look how fast my finger, like, look at this.
God, he's so cool. God.
Glenn is the first person to get less cool after going to hell.
Yeah. I finally understand why Star Wars fans were mad about Luke Skywalker.
Jody's going to plug his ears with his little wings, being like, oh, God, here we go again.
So he's using the pick, right?
Yes, he is using the pick.
Hey, I'm shredding.
Scary.
His hands are a blur.
Don't you have, like, I'm whispering this to Scary under the deafening sound of his guitar solo.
Fucked up, dude. I'm in Ionian right now. That's a joke for Will and Will alone. Hey, throw Mode out. Throw Mode out. I'll play it.
Mixolydian.
Ah, come on. Everyone knows Mixolydian. Give me something real.
Phrygian.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
Phrygian.
Glenn rolled a 25 on his performance, by the way. Not my best.
I hate this guy.
The best song. Like, you hate the song because it's not your style of song, most of you, because you're teens. But, like, if you were about 30 years older, it would be the greatest thing you'd ever heard in your lives.
Well, how does Jody feel about it? Not great.
Well, I mean, I think you have to appreciate that it's a great song, but you hate the man doing it. It's
separate the art from the art.
Exactly, yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, listen to old Louis C.K. specials.
Scary. Remember when you, and I'm not saying this because I approve of it, but remember when you were going to try to trick us all and then Link was like, psych, you know, you can't trick us around me because I'm real trustworthy and everyone trusts me with like a spell? It was like a mass. It was like a suggestion.
Can't be charmed anymore.
Yeah. Why don't you? I mean, maybe Glenn could be charmed by it. Why don't we see if he can give us the pick?
During this whole time, I'm walking. Glenn is walking to summon the demon again.
Okay, if he wants to.
I think so, because he sees a bunch of distractions that he could use and throw against the demon.
Okay, great.
I'm just going to try to get the pick then, if that's what we're trying to do.
I was just saying, like, maybe Scary can trick him into giving it to us.
Okay, let's try that.
I'm just saying, I don't know. When you're telling me to do it, I'm not as inclined to do it.
All right, Scary,
you know?
Actually, I'd rather do my idea. I don't want to do your idea. Don't steal. You couldn't do it anyways.
As a group, you get one thing to do before Glenn manages to summon the demon again.
I feel like this is an opposed role between Link's reverse psychology and Scary's wisdom right now.
Except to Beth, whether or not she thinks it would work on Scary.
Jody's going to also be like, oh, no, you guys are too
I decided I don't want you to do it.
I was trying to do reverse psychology on
you. Oh, okay.
It feels like Beth not grokking that is a sign.
Yeah, it feels like Scary wouldn't grok that either. Because you also have been hating her and negative towards her all the time, so it doesn't come off like reverse psychology. It's just you being your normal, not liking Scary self.
Otherwise, I was just going to use the candy cane, and Taylor could try to grab that pick with his teeth.
Jody's going to be like, no, Glenn's very powerful. You don't want anyone that's too weak to do this. You could get hurt real bad.
Well, if he hurts us, then that looks good for you, right?
No, yeah. Well, that's a little... I don't like hurting kids necessarily.
Yeah, but then he would be hurting the kids. So, like, you look cool.
Sir, we've been around the block. We've fought Pizza Kings. We've fought tentacle monsters. I think we can handle a little guitar playing.
Scary, you all got beat by a baby. A baby almost killed you.
Looks scary. Do you have a way to get that pick? We all want to get out of here, right? So...
Okay. I cast Spider Climb on myself. That's right. I'm the Spider Boy.
How could you?
Hey, what the hell, Scary?
Oh, maybe she's the chosen one.
There are trees surrounding the field, and you can easily climb up any of those if you wish to.
Okay.
They're 100 feet high.
I'm just going to climb up the guitar and try to grab it.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you're a person-sized person. You don't need to climb up a guy to reach at his midsection, but...
I'm going
to
climb him up.
All right, sure, fine.
Link's going to try to distract...
I said you got one thing.
Yeah, this is going to be to help her climbing up the guitar.
No, he's already turned around.
Huh?
He's already turned around.
Well, you don't need to distract. Do you want to hear what I'm
going
to say?
I'm just trying to be harder on you all.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Maybe this doesn't work. I was just saying, pretty good solo, but, like, I bet you can't do it... with guitar behind your back.
Check this out, idiot.
Hell yeah, it works, Anthony. Fucking idiot.
Yep.
This old track.
Yep.
Heard Van Halen did that all
That's
the time.
So fucking stupid.
Glenn puts the guitar behind his head and starts wailing even harder on the solo. I'm gonna roll performance again now. And because he's doing that, he's now rolled a 32 on performance.
Jesus Christ. It somehow got better behind
it's
your
best
back.
Best version of Wonderwall.
Well,
yeah.
Scary, you were approaching him from behind the pick as well within your reach. His hands are a blur. They're going
so
fast.
I just rolled sleight of hand.
Yeah.
And I got 15.
Good luck, Beth. Try to put your fucking hand in a wood chipper.
Yeah. So with a 15.
I don't care what happens to my hand as long as I get that anchor.
So with a 15, I feel like you roll dexterity opposed, Frederick.
No. Beth, you walked into the wrong fucking hell. Can you be a 28?
Oh, God. So, yeah, his hand just like saws yours off, like the sheer speed of it. Just and then you just have
my
a wrist.
Hand.
No, oh, seriously, your hand looks.
Oh, my God.
Scary.
Oh. Scary, are you okay?
No.
Oh, no.
Wait,
oh,
wait,
my God.
Wait. Like,
what's it, Taylor?
Like, throw me like a javelin into the guitar.
Okay. Instead of throwing you, I'm going to spear like, you know, like a whaler. Like I'm going to just stab you into the guitar.
I summon my cheerleading spirit and I say, you can do it, Link. Throwing something is just like kicking something with your hands.
Link, like his eyes roll in the back of his head and like so much has unlocked for him. Like he thinks about all the times he's ever been to shoot a basketball. Like all the times he can't even throw a baseball.
It's the Zach Galifianakis like, math thing.
Yeah, he's just like thinking like all of a sudden like his hands look like his feet and he's just thinking about this. He's like, they are just like, he goes back to fucking primordial time
where
like
dude,
fish
cuts
first
like
came out of the water.
One,
and he's like,
dude.
All limbs are just the same. He's like, wait a second. Why am I using only two of my limbs? Like, I could be doing so much more. Yeah, he's going to throw, because Taylor said so, he's going to throw Taylor's face connected to his
well,
candy
no,
cane.
The,
yeah,
the sharpened end.
Sharpened end.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and throw with whatever
you
bonuses
on it
you get
when
from
I throw
the
you?
Spirit kids.
I think I have to. Yeah, I'm weighing it perfectly.
It's perfectly balanced with your head on it.
Wait, lick it a little more.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh no, licorice.
Not right.
Licorice. It's always a trick. Why would anybody want licorice as a candy cane? Okay.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Jody the entire time is just watching mouth agape, going, this was a bad idea.
What am I rolling?
You're rolling a ranged attack because you're throwing a thing at a thing.
While I'm soloing, I kind of look over and I wink at Morgan.
And Scary has climbed up a tree and is crying and is like, I just wanted them to not have Spider Boys.
Roll an 18.
Okay, so Freddy as Glenn, roll opposed perception. See if you notice this thing coming up for your 19 axe.
19 plus 5, 24.
Fuck!
Okay, so you know that the thing is coming towards your axe. You can choose how to react to that.
I think I'm going to just spin around and roundhouse kick this object out of the air. Like, Matt, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Wait,
what
was it?
Like Zhao Zhao?
Wait, come on, you need help out, Taylor.
as he notices,
no,
though.
No, I think but Glenn's
as
more
Taylor,
important.
As Taylor, you
Taylor
say,
anticipates the move. Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't you have to roll for this?
No, no, no.
Because this, is the this is the rest of the episode. Yeah. I'm just telling you in advance.
I just gave Freddy a blue boxing glove and a red boxing glove, and he's just hitting himself with both hands over and over.
And they're like, this is the most fun I've ever had.
As I say, you could give him the big, like, you know, sad eyeballs, but like, grandpa, you know? It's like, give him something to make
well,
him,
well, technically, he's not his grandpa.
Yeah, technically, no.
Well, he
technically,
cares.
Jody's my grandpa.
Yeah, technically,
oh, yeah. Are you related to Glenn?
He's not.
I'm not.
Man, you're not.
Yeah.
Canonically. It's just like a guy.
Spiritually, kind of.
Spiritually, because
spiritually, kind of, in the
Freddy
same way,
behind
like,
the wheel
I
both
playing
times.
Guitar, I'm spiritually connected with Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I'm not related to him whatsoever. Yeah. You know? We share a bond through the kinship of music.
And Taylor and Glenn share a bond through the kinship of this is just how Freddie improvises.
So Taylor is anticipating the worst possible outcome, so he's steeled himself for it. So he's going to adjust his spin trajectory as it's spiraling. Taylor's going to be like, he's making a move! And then Taylor's going to, like, throw his head around the other direction to, like, change the trajectory of the fucking... You know what I'm saying, dude? So then
he's what does Glenn do when he sees this happen?
Yeah, you see that Glenn.
Glenn
what
muscles are you using?
Glenn, cook! Glenn, cook! You, oh, see, but you see Glenn knows. Glenn knows that this trajectory is...
Oh, my God.
This is like...
So, so Glenn interrupts... Glenn holds a fucking sick, twisted bend on the fucking 12th fret of the B string as he turns around and grabs the candy cane out of the air, dude. And then he's face to face with Taylor. He's like, eh, you think you got what it takes to defeat me? And then Taylor, okay? Taylor goes, you're quicker than I thought, old man. Glenn goes, hey, nothing personal, kid. And he throws the fucking candy cane into, like, space. Like, as hard as he can.
He just throws it up and never comes down.
Like, he launches that shit, dude. He launches that shit with all of his might. What was that? Athletics? Athletics, I think.
So we're going with this, right?
Is that athletics? Yeah.
He's dead. And the kid is done. He can't even move. No sounds coming out of his mouth.
He's dying.
Yeah, now he's crying adequately.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, it's athletics.
So Glenn rolls a 6 plus 7, 13. Not my best throw.
So yeah, Taylor kind of goes up. Like, he threw a football the average distance in the air. And
but
then
is that
goes
like,
angry,
like, star? Like, ding!
Taylor goes, not your best throw, old man!
Yeah, and then, yeah, you come back flying back down to Earth.
Well, no, I think I'm just, like, out of the fight now.
I mean, yeah, but maybe not. You don't land next to
Glenn.
You landed
Glenn. Square in the middle of where the demon is going to be summoned.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You landed right next to the second
can
circle
I roll to try
and
catch him? It's high enough that I can definitely move to try and catch him.
Oh, it's like that foxtail game that we played as a kid. It was that ball with
you're done, Freddy.
But you remember that, right?
take a lap. Cool.
I got 22 for athletics.
Oh, my God.
Easily, you grab
it. I might catch it like a cheerleader catching a baton, you know?
On your teeth.
He's beginning to believe.
And I spin and I look at Taylor and I was like, it was a pretty good try.
It was a nice try.
Round two, I throw it.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We
we're
missed
back.
You. We're sorry.
We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty
soon.
That's
yeah,
right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch?
but there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile Secret Sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores, they don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Out. Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
But how come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Fuck!
Oh my god. Oh my god. So Morgan comes in and slaps the fucking candy cane down.
Hey, what the hell, lady?
Leaps in and slaps you down and you embed into the dirt. And she goes, fuck it, we're summoning this demon. And she points at the first cobblestone.
That really sucks, lady.
She points at the first cobblestone circle and she goes, well. And she points at the second cobblestone thing and she says, well. And she points at the third cobblestone thing and she says, well. And the cobblestone things rise up and wooden roofs come out of them and a bucket comes down and you hear, well, well, well. And 12 soccer players fly out of the wells and land in front of you.
Link stumbles back, drops to the floor, just tears in his eyes.
And you hear the voices of 12 bullies simultaneously saying, well, 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 well. So you want to try to beat the 12-1 again? Huh? Ha ha! Wait a second.
I think Link looks at Taylor, who's on the ground, and he grabs a candy cane, and he stands up. He goes, sup, assholes? Hear this voice? It's a new Link. And I hold up Taylor, and I go, and I got friends now. So
wow, the soccer well, well, well boys are here, but nobody sees me up in this tree.
I see you, scary. Everybody's, I actually got a spell. I was going to cast a heal your hand.
About me. I guess I'm not really part of this group after
if you
all.
If you cast spider boys on me, I can climb up and help you. I can help your hand. I'm a healer. That's what I do. I can help. I can, you know, there's still good in you. I'm pretty
sometimes
sure.
Sometimes I still think I hear them talking to me.
I'm down here. I'm talking to you.
I'm part of the group.
Scary. Hey, it's scary. It's normal.
Whatever.
Scary. You literally left the group.
Whatever.
Just get down. You literally left the group.
Whatever.
What are you doing? Just
I'm
become-
just going to write in my diary.
So the 12 soccer players go like, oops, looks like you're going to have a hard time beating us with the best soccer player in teen high up in a tree.
Wait, are you guys like actually the kids? Like, was I going to school with the demons?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Yes, yes, of course you were. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes wait, is demons- one of you Schmeggin's kid?
Yeah,
but your dad.
But your dad is real cool. You should say, come on.
So at that moment, Link, your phone rings. Your phone vibrates.
I don't know why I reached my phone.
Matt reached for his real
what
phone.
What the method.
Fucking
Matt's so deep right now,
Matt
dude.
Hours to shake off Lincoln Lee Wilson.
Dude, Matt is so deep right now. He picked up his real phone.
Yeah.
So, and you see a text on your phone from an unknown number.
I didn't because I had my phone up to my ear.
The Matt.
We know he's talking. I heard a ring. After a few minutes of that. Oh, it's a text message.
So you see a message from it saying, if you need help, reply yes to this message.
It's got to be a scam. Have you guys seen?
That sounds like a scam.
Chase always says they would never ask for your information. I mean, yeah, sure. Why? I mean, what's the harm? I type yes back.
Okay. You type please unsubscribe.
In that moment, your phone explodes and its shards create a circle in the air, a circular portal that electricity connects each of the individual pieces. And through that portal, you begin to see manifesting a window into a place that you've been before, a window into the FBI headquarters. And Agent Schmegen and all of his men, armed with machine guns, come stomping through the portal into hell.
And just then, another portal opens, and who is it? It's the entire Wakanda nation. And look, there's another one, and it's Spider-Man and all his friends.
Hey, Schmegen on your left. Or right, I forget.
God, it's on your left.
Marvel, it's on your left.
We made it.
So Schmegen puts a hand on your shoulder, like, and he says, I knew you'd always be the one to help us out. I knew you had some good in you.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us hell. We're going to turn this into just another American institution of democracy.
Fucking NAR?
I mean, I don't. I literally do not care. But don't care what you guys do.
That's fair.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, this place. Yeah,
America needs more soldiers like you.
Wait, does Joe?
I'm not a soldier, man. This place sucks, but we just got to get this guitar pick. So
these are the same people that tried to kill and torture his own son, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have an ire against them.
Mm-hmm.
So I see them land. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers? No. What?
These buckos?
These buckos are not going to help us. I refuse. No, get out of here. Go back to where you came from.
You sink through the ground and then you come back up where you are because there's no, you just, it loops like the Pac-Man screen.
No, I drop from the top. Oh,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
You buckos.
So are you going to attack them or do something? Or what are you
going
to do?
I'm going to instantly attack all of them. I'm just going to fly into them and clear them out. Because
cool. The agents start firing at you as you head toward them with your
Glenn
electric
Solo's
whip.
Harder. Now it's two-hand tapping.
Wait, if he's two-hand tapping, he doesn't have his pick.
Fucking idiot. You have this pick pinched between your fingers and you use that to give a little more definition on the top screen.
So yeah, you're playing harder.
I'm happy to demonstrate.
Morgan's
afterwards
throwing up the devil horns and headbanging really, really hard. And then the 12 soccer players go like, well, it looks like the adults are a little bit occupied.
Nah, you ain't going anywhere, fucking kids. I'll kill you.
Okay, I mean, but you failed every other time you tried to fight us. But
yeah,
maybe,
why? Wait, can I ask a question? Why did Glenn fail to kill these 12 kids?
Because you can't kill them. You have to beat them. And a soccer ball appears on the field at soccer. And one man cannot beat 12 people at soccer, no matter how hard he tries. Two people.
Messi could.
But Messi's in
Messi's
heaven.
Messi's in heaven.
Yeah, Messi's in heaven. He got baptized.
Yeah, he got baptized.
That's the only reason.
We got to play soccer?
Scary lands and says, I'm not a soccer player.
Yeah,
there wasn't an opportunity to do that a few minutes ago, but now, just so we're clear.
So wait, the 12 kids, there's like a demon ball in front of them or whatever?
Yep.
And it's like, there's
it's perpetually on fire.
It's perpetually on fire, okay.
Hey, Morgan, when I said use them as a distraction, I don't know what I was thinking. I meant fill out the team because I would know that. I would know that we play soccer against these guys.
I know. I speak your language. I know what you mean. It's the words you don't say more than the words you say.
God, I love you.
God, you're so
God,
hot.
God, tongue kiss me right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, fuck this.
I'm going to try to steal the pick while he's making out with his wife.
All right. Go ahead and roll sleight of hand.
20.
Wow.
Not a natural 20, just a plain 20.
Sure. Roll opposed perception, Frederick.
Glenn definitely makes out with a pick
21,
in his mouth.
21, 16,
no!
16 plus 5, 21.
Not even worth it.
So what
not
do you do when you see this kid's hand coming toward your
and
pick?
When they separate, you see that the pick is on his tongue.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Tied in a knot, dude. When you find someone that you really love, you can be able to do this with them one day, kid.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, Leek, I feel like I've set up a certain number of things you can do, and it's up to you to choose which one of those.
Leek looks at Scary.
Morgan says, if you beat these demons for us, we'll give you the pick.
Wait, hold on, babe.
babe, I got it. I can get you a new pick.
Oh, all right.
Leek looks at Scary. What position are you going to play?
Left striker.
Game on.
I'll be one of the players.
Yeah, that's cool.
I kick the ball at you guys.
Jody and the distance go, you're better off as a cheerleader.
Hey, Jody, shut the...
Never mind. Hey, what about me? Hey, put me in, coach.
Mm.
Turn me upside down
You'll
first.
Be like the flag.
Put me in goal. I'll block anything that comes at me.
Yeah, he could be like our goalie. Or Archie. Wait.
Maybe you should learn the rules of the game.
If I... I couldn't. I was like... So I don't have my mascot outfit with me, obviously, right?
You saw it in the upper level of hell. If you want to go back up and try to get the hell version of your mascot outfit with you.
Jody, could you give me up a couple levels up real quick? Back to Pride?
Jody, in the midst of slapping around all these FBI agents.
I'll say whatever word I have to.
Just get over here.
I just hop on your back. To Pride!
I take you off my back and I just throw you upwards.
And Hermie hears you say to Pride and he's like, I knew it.
I zip up to Pride. I see Teeny the Teen. I'm like, Teeny the Teen, I need your body, but not your head.
Roll persuasion.
I got a 21.
Fuck wow. Yeah.
So Teeny the Teen goes, give me an O. Give me a K. Okay. And he decapitates himself. His body walks towards you.
Okay. And I say, back down we go. Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Doesn't work.
I say, bitch.
You go down another level. Hell. You have to say bitch like five times.
I say it five times. I'm like, right. By the fifth time, I'm almost like, I think it's okay if I say it.
You're crying by the time you get down there. Okay, so you're back where you are. Now you're holding the headless form of Teeny the Teen.
Did somebody call for a body?
No, I actually quite like where I'm at right now, but I mean...
I just grab your head and stick it on top of Teeny the Teen.
Well, no, the candy cane.
Yeah,
right?
The candy cane. Yeah, you just I slide the candy cane. Bro, it's just like the golden monkey in Legends of the Hidden Temple. You gotta roll to see if you get the pieces right because those fucking kids.
They always put it backwards.
I figured out why, by the way.
Yeah, because they were not doing it for camera. They were doing it for themselves.
No, because that's also the first time anybody had seen the golden
Sure.
They shot all those episodes in a block. All those kids
This is just perpetual stew all over it.
All right, so yes, the candy cane is into the stump of Teeny the Teen, and his head is like kind of over his left shoulder because of the curve of the candy
cane.
Get
in the mascot, Shinji.
Get in the mascot, Taylor.
Yes, and you find, Taylor, that you have limited control over the limbs of Teeny the Teen. Psychically, you're connected with the candy cane and the body of Teeny the Teen, and you can move around like this.
So your head's like high up, huh? Because like...
It's higher than normal, taller than you. To the left.
So yeah, you're a good goalie, and you're sticky.
Yeah.
You've been licking me.
Yeah. You're sticky.
The two things you want in a goalie. Sticky and tall.
Sticky and tall. Girl, is he single?
I'll take goalie.
All right, I'm center mid.
Jody, you want to play with us?
I'm just slapping all the FBI agents.
Yeah, he's like, probably fine. Hermie goes, what spaces are remaining?
Hermie, you and me are going to be the guys that are the other guys on the team, right?
You two are left back and right back. You do not let the ball go in the goal.
I thought that's my job.
When they undeniably make a mistake, you can use your hands to stop the ball from going into the goal.
All right.
I scream back at Hermie. Hermie, bend it like Beckham!
And he goes, of course. And he closes his eyes, and he opens his eyes, and he looks just like Keira Knightley.
I knew it was going to be Keira Knightley!
Because he goes, I didn't want to be the Indian girl, but I'm just, it's me, Keira Knightley.
Normal drops to his knees. I'm so confused.
Does Glenn and Morgan play?
Yeah, if you want them to. Sure.
Yeah.
Glenn goes like, all right. And he sort of like throws his guitar away like Prince at the end of that one solo.
Yeah, and he just goes up. You don't see it anymore.
It goes to another layer of hell. Yeah.
People in the B-word level are like, ooh, free guitar.
And I feel like Glenn's just going to stand wherever the fuck he wants on the field because he doesn't really like soccer. And he's like, I guess I'll be here.
Morgan knows what soccer is. So what position would she take?
You're right
striker.
Yeah.
Right striker. So she fucking flexes her extremely muscular right leg. It makes like a gun cocking noise as she plants into the ground. She's got fucking thick thighs of the size of hams. Like she could kill you with her thighs. I'm thinking too much about that now.
So normally this would be a 4-4-2, but I think there's six of us. So it's like a 2-2-2 position.
Great.
With a goalie.
6 versus 12.
Wait, you get 12?
Yeah, there's 12 of them.
There's 12 of them, Matt.
Yeah, but there's 11 players on the team, and they're cheaters.
Yeah, there's six fucking cheaters.
One of them has to be on the sideline.
Here's the thing.
Three of you guys got to come over to our team, so it's a fair game.
So what you do?
Persuasion.
Okay, hold on. Before you do that, when you say, well, there should only be 11 of them, you realize that there's 11 demons, and one of them is just Schmegan's kid who they kidnapped.
Schmegan's kid!
Hey, can we,
Can we have
use
Schmegan's
that
kid?
Can we have Schmegan?
Yeah, can we have that kid?
Can we have that
kid? I mean, he's just going to be on the sideline.
Can we have that kid?
Schmegan, you're
there's
on
the there's a lot of having of things this
Schmegan
episode.
Schmegan
Jr. Come on,
wait, Glenn picks up what Normal's throwing down. It's like, hey, kid, let me this. Hey, Schmegan, you're on our team now. And I'm going to roll persuasion as Glenn Close.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Natural one.
No!
They kill him.
Are you kidding?
They say, you want this?
Yeah. You know what they do? It's like in fucking the Battle of the Bastards when they have John's brother run and they just keep like lobbing fireballs at him. And he's like almost to you. And then one hits him through the chest and he fucking dies in front of you.
Oh,
and
God.
Anthony, who's happy he doesn't have to now come up with a name for that character, is psyched.
The kid doesn't even get a name?
No. You Schmeggett's kid? He goes, my kid! Schmeggett says.
My Schmeggett's kid died? I thought Glenn got hit. Why would they hit Schmeggett's kid?
Because you rolled a natural one. He said, you want this kid? And they sent him to you. And knowing that you cared about him, and they fucking iced
him. Wait,
but
was this kid baptized?
Actually, yeah. So he, and his chest explodes and he falls to the ground, and then like a cartoon, like an angel ghost.
Father, oh father, fucking father, strumming a harp. Our time was so brief. But I would be in a better place now, for I ascend to his godly domain.
He sounds
father,
just like
please.
That. And Schmeggen, knowing that
please
as a man...
Please weep not for me, father.
Knowing that as an FBI agent, he will never go to heaven, goes like, Vaya con Dios, my son.
Yes, father, Vaya con Dios. I will see you in his glorious eternal kingdom.
I can walk over to Schmeggen,
who's doing a fucking Gears of War, like shooting, blind firing over the cover at Jody. He goes, ah, oh, what is it, kid?
I stand by
Jody. Tears streaming down his face.
Jody, stop.
What?
We're playing soccer. Just like either play soccer or wait till this game's over.
I'm in the middle of doing a thing where you hold someone and you just slap them over and over again.
So roll intimidation against Jody.
Yeah, good luck, idiot.
Oh, here I run over to Morgan. I got 14, but.
You got a 14?
Yeah. Wait, you rolled, Jimmy.
12. So Morgan, you got a 7 plus 5, so that's 12.
Morgan looks like she's going to have a lot of fun playing soccer. Shame if only one of the guys she was interested in was playing soccer.
The FBI agent I'm holding, I just grab him, I just tear him in half, and I throw him back. I'm like, let's go!
And Schmeggett goes, my brother!
and then
was he baptized?
Yeah, the whole family.
I turn to Schmeggett, I say, you may not make it to heaven, but this is a beautiful game. You play in honor of her son, and maybe whoever's up there will let you in.
That's what all soccer players are hoping
roll
for.
Roll persuasion again.
15. I hear the Big J is a big fan of soccer.
Is that for Jesus or Jehovah?
Whatever you believe in, buddy.
So he only rolled a 12, so he goes, you know, I think you're right. I think heaven erases sins based on quality of athletic talent.
Contribution,
yeah.
All NFL players go to heaven.
Yeah. Well, sadly.
Play like your son's watching, which they will, because they all watch soccer in heaven. So
that's true.
They're definitely going to be watching this game.
And they call it soccer. And they call it soccer. It's called soccer, you
fucking is America.
Oh, no.
Schmeggy goes, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it for my son who's watching me up in heaven. Let's do this. FBI guys, fellow agents, don't worry about the demon for now. For now. We have a soccer team to beat.
We only need 4 more of you guys, though.
Only 4 of you, then. Me and 3 other guys. Who wants... And then everybody's like, me. And he picks, like, the 3 most athletic guys. And the other guys go, oh. And, and they sit by the side. So it is currently Morgan, Glenn, all of you, Jody, Agent Schmeggen, and 3 other soccer players versus 11. They clean.
Yeah, we have a full 11 now.
You have a full 11, nice. And they have a full 11 now. So great. It's an even game. So they put the soccer ball down in the middle.
Wait, can a small team of demon children lead us out onto the pitch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're all holding your hands.
Wait, hold on. We gotta do this right. You guys, right.
Please stand for the demon national anthem.
You just hear... You just hear a bunch of little kids going, bitch, 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 bitch. They all land and then lead us in.
They all lead you in one at a time onto the field. And it's
Taylor's
for the
getting carried like a candy cane. Talk to his kids, like, so what you in here for, buddy?
Insider trading.
So, well, he's a kid, so I can't say anything. I don't think it's gonna be really sad.
No, he was. They're all born.
I just
here.
Wasn't baptized. So, I ate some lead paint, and I wasn't baptized.
I crawled into an oven.
Ah, wild chips.
Yeah. Forbidden chips. Your captains line up at the ball.
I guess me and Scary both like just we both
captains,
we refuse to
here's your chance
not
to
be
shit.
Captain.
Captains, here's your chance to shit talk them and demoralize them.
You guys are in hell, so that fucking sucks for you.
It fucking sucks. Being in hell.
Yeah. Well, we found a way out of hell anytime we like. That's why we're at your school all the time, idiot. We can come as go as we please. Nice try.
Must be stressful to feel like you're stuck in 2 worlds, not able to share the true self that
heads.
Lies within.
The guy flicks the coin up. It lands tails. So you get to choose whether you want to kick or receive. What is it?
Guys came and win a coin toss, and you're going to win a soccer game.
So ooh, that's good.
We're going to kick first, right?
Yep.
Kick first. I toss the ball to Scare. I just look at her. I just say, don't fuck this up.
Don't fuck this up. You already fucked this up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right.
If language,
you, if you
children.
Suck as much as a friend, I mean, if you suck as much, I mean, if you, I mean, if you suck as much at soccer as you do at friendship, then you're gonna, we're gonna have a problem.
Yeah. Well, then we both suck, and we're gonna lose this game. So, like, that would suck for you. I haven't, first game back, and you already lost.
Fucking, this isn't me back.
Normal panics and kicks the ball.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, brave where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say,
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Special guest this week, Jimmy Wong as Jody Foster. Theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by our Patreon, which features the likes of people like Miriam, Joey Lopez, Matthew Simpkin, Sergeant Pinky, Sam J. Murphy, TJ Vivier, Mel Hayes, Tegan Michael Sheridan, Howard Gollier, Tanisha Gonti, Lavi Nichols, Joseph Gravel, NFAM, Elizabeth Lai, Ultima Farrow, Jacob, Shadow Burdick, Joshua Sisk, Glenn, and Jabbles Raz. Supporting us at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads directly supports this show, and you can get ad-free episodes and bonus content. And if you get on that Patreon now and stay a patron for 3 months, you can get a special merch bonus. At the lowest level, it's a Dungeons & Daddies Natural 1 Dad sticker, and at the higher levels, there's a new bonus, Sons & Sons of Building mini poster that gets sent to you automatically after supporting us for 3 months. That's on top of hours of video and audio bonus content, one-shot campaigns, mini side campaigns, as well as our after-show teen talk where we hang out, answer listener questions, and give some insight behind the scenes into the latest episode. And if you're some kind of Discord pervert, there's also a big old active Discord server for patrons you can get access to as well, where we do official live listens and live events. Check it all out at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our merch is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. And our next episode is coming at you March 14th. We will see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, brave where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
We all said the B word. That's why we're here. So
yes, yes, because you're sinless otherwise.
Yeah.
Taylor, so? I know what you do at night. Anyway.
Yes. I watch a lot of anime. And we will leave it at that.